Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover takes first base on ball four. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout moves to second. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. Metro strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout scores. Hoover moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metro. Turner reaches second base with a double. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts for an out with unknown description. Turner moves to third. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to home to get Turner. Tucker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Turner strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-2 in the game. Metro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield strikes out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive beyond third. Culler can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Jimmy Grant now playing third base. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ross. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Ross steals second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-3 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield throws the ball into Bloodworth, who tags Grant, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-3 in the game. Parsons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker throws the ball into Appling, who tags Parsons trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross. Moses reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 4 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Parsons reaches second base with a double. Bloodworth scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Trout hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Trout reaches second base with a double. Parsons scores. It's 4-1. Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is picked off in unknown way. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 5 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 4 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.